And Every Rose shows the way by two lengths on La Mexicana and Vangeli. Way Game goes up the inside, then Joviality. Danger sells a bit, one pace. Elizabeth's running on out wide. Vangeli put paid to Every Rose. Wide out Elizabeth, and Forbidden Love's getting a great gap. And Forbidden Love went right through the center and kicks away now from Vangeli. Then came Elizabeth, but Forbidden Love races clear with the surround stakes. Won it by three lengths to Vangeli and Elizabeth. Never talk.
Dominant victory as called by Darren Flindell and co-trainer of Forbidden Love, Michael Freeman, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Michael.
Thanks, Warren. Yeah, it was certainly a really good one of the really good days.
You went around at a decent price, just into double figures. What was your expectation going into yesterday?
Oh, look, I've always felt that she's certainly been sort of around the mark with some of the better fillies up here. You know, I felt that when she went down and put in such a good in Melbourne in the Empire Rose, then came back and won the Gosford Guineas, that, you know, I've always felt that she's thereabouts. She was probably, I was a bit disappointed with the trip to the Gold Coast through no fault of hers, just she ended up in a bit of scrimmage and sort of never really got into the race. So it was a bit of a sort of waste of a trip, but she bounced back so well once she got back to Sydney and trialled really nicely early last week, you know, where Nash trialled her, and I thought she was sort of somewhere back to near her best. And look, well, I'd be probably telling fibs if I thought she was going to go out and do what she did yesterday, but I certainly thought she'd run a really good race and be somewhere in the finish.
Group 1 winner now, so that's terrific for her future as a breedmare. Plenty of options. What are you thinking that the short term might hold?
Look, I've just been in and had a look at her this morning, and she's pulled up an absolute treat. She's, you know, basically eaten everything last night and was nice and bright this morning. So I think at this stage, you know, we'd be heading towards one of the two options, you know, in 2 weeks' time, which would either be the Coolmore against the fillies and mares, or the Farlap against just three-year-olds over the same trip. So I'd say at this stage, one of those two options. And then, you know, I think beyond that, possibly, we keep under consideration anyway, having a crack at the Doncaster or the Legacy or something like that.
Ray Thomas just giving a bit of a teaser of what we might expect next week. Stay Inside and Prime Star potentially running next week. Let's start with Stay Inside, who's done everything right so far. How's he progressing on a path towards the slipper?
Yeah, look, very happy with him. He's sort of just been ticking over since he ran a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I think he's holding good condition and seems to be sort of coping with being in work at the moment. So, yeah, look, it's obviously going to be a really strong running of the Titan next week. I think, as Ray might have mentioned, it could well sort of, I think anyway, be the sort of the deciding for the slipper. I think that the colts going round, and with Profiteer and a few of those others, Remark and Home Affairs, it's obviously going to be a very strong running of it. So, you know, we're under no illusions that we've got to take the next step, but I think he's going well, the horse, and I think all going well, he can put up a good show.
And how are you settling back to life in Australia training? You've seen plenty of racing jurisdictions in your career. How's Sydney life treating you?
Yeah, very happy. I just purely from a lifestyle point of view, much prefer it to certainly to Hong Kong. I quite enjoyed Singapore for 8 years, but not so much Hong Kong. But, you know, it's a very competitive market here in Sydney, as it is everywhere in Australia, whether you're a trainer or a jockey or breeder. But you're really enjoying it. And, you know, the kids are sort of all now left school and moved on to university. And, yeah, I'm sort of very happy to be based here in Sydney and slowly building a nice team.
The announcements from Racing New South Wales with respect to prize money boosts and programming, etc., during the week. How did you see them?
Really good. I think the particularly that Midway series that they've introduced is a great introduction. I think, you know, obviously with the highways being so popular for the country trainers, there was that void sort of where some of the provincial and smaller city stables were obviously not eligible for the highways. And obviously the mega stables that operate up here that seem to dominate sort of week in, week out with large numbers of runners, there certainly was a void for that sort of area of provincial and smaller sized city trainers. So I think that innovation of a $100,000 race is a great one, and I'm sure it would be pretty well received amongst sort of the people that are eligible for them, for sure. And also, you know, the prize money increases in general. I think, you know, racing in New South Wales is certainly sort of on an upward plane at the moment.
Congratulations on yesterday, Michael, and all the best, particularly with Stay Inside heading towards the Slipper.
Thanks, Warren.